here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 18th of August, 2010. 1227, on this day, the death of Genghis Khan, leaving behind an empire that stretched from the east coast of China, across to Russia, and down to the Aral Sea, the Mongol Empire. He fathered so many children, Genghis Khan did, and over such a huge expanse of land. A few years ago, a team of geneticists did a DNA study, and they concluded that about 16 million men alive today are descendants of Genghis Khan, about 0.5% of the male population. 1958, on this day, Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov was published in the United States by Putnam. It had been published first in France 3 years before by Olympia Press, which mostly published erotica. Their first edition, 5,000 copies, sold out. The book didn't get any serious reviews until Graham Greene reviewed it for a London newspaper. He called Lolita the best book of 1955. American publishers were reluctant to bring it out, but the story was that one of the young editors at Putnam had a girlfriend who was a showgirl in Paris. She heard about Lolita. She recommended it to him. And when it was published, it set off a huge controversy, but it was also an immediate bestseller. Reviews that called it filthy and pornographic helped its sales. It sold more than 100,000 copies in 1 week. And it was on this day in 1850 that Balzac died, probably because of his addiction to coffee. Balzac drank between 20 and 40 cups of intense Turkish coffee every day. He produced a huge body of work in the human comedy, 100 novels, stories, plays, worked for about 15 hours a day, and sustained himself with massive amounts of coffee and tobacco. He recommended drinking strong coffee on an empty stomach. He said everything becomes agitated, ideas quick march into motion like battalions of a grand army, memories charge in, bright flags on high. He had been married for 5 months when he died. His wife had gone to bed. His mother was the only one with him when he died. He was 51 years old. Here's a poem for today by William Wordsworth. She was a phantom of delight. She was a phantom of delight when first she gleamed upon my sight, a lovely apparition sent to be a moment's ornament. Her eyes as stars of twilight fair, like twilight's too, her dusky hair, but all things else about her drawn from Maytime and the cheerful dawn, a dancing shape, an image gay to haunt, to startle, and waylay. I saw her upon nearer view, a spirit, yet a woman too, her household motions light and free, and steps of virgin liberty, a countenance in which did meet sweet records, promises as sweet, a creature not too bright or good for human nature's daily food, for transient sorrows, simple wiles, praise, blame, love, kisses, tears, and smiles. And now I see, with eye serene, the very pulse of the machine, a being, breathing, thoughtful breath, a traveler between life and death, the reason firm, the temperate will, endurance, foresight, strength, and skill. A perfect woman, nobly planned, to warm, to comfort, and command, and yet a spirit still and bright, with something of angelic light. Wrote William Wordsworth. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.